Is it a dead heart? Is it a diseased heart? And inshallah we try our best to talk about some of these indicators and some of these signs which would tell us about the condition of our heart and whether we have the clear heart which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a condition for the salvation of the day of resurrection or not. And before we start talking about these signs, we have keep in mind that these signs and indicators are for our own self. It is for self-evaluation, for self-examination. The first sign is the constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with time. The person who has a clear heart is a person who constantly remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his son. The heart is like a container. If the heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this reflects on the tongue and the tongue moves in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing the different acts of worship related to the tongue. If the heart is filled with disobedience, rebellion, with disbelief, then this reflects on the tongue and the tongue moves in backbiting, slandering, and lying and committing different act of sin which is related to the tongue. The best form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tongue is reciting the book of Allah, the Quran, because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that comes the different types of dhikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. And he specified that we should, it's recommended that we say them either in the morning or in the evening or after the obligatory prayers, etc. The most truthful dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tongue, when the person who is performing that dhikr is passing difficult times or in hardship. This is why the early Arab poets used to express their love to their beloved ones by saying, like Antara, he said, وَلَقَدْ ذَكَرْتُكِ وَالْرِمَاحُ نَوَاهِلٌ مِنِّي وَبِيضُ الْهِنْدِ تَقْطُرُ مِنْ دَنِي, which means that I have remembered you in the middle of a fierce fight against the enemy, when the sword and the spears are surrounding me from every direction, when my blood is pouring at this situation, when the person usually cares about his own self and remember his own safety. I have remembered you. And this is a sign which shows the deep love that the person has for his beloved. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, which means, oh you who believe, if you meet an enemy force, take firm stand and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much so that you may be successful. When the person remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this situation, in spite of the severity of the situation, during this hardship and difficult time, when he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people usually remember their own self and they care about their own safety, this is a sign of a deep love that the person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this situation, there is no room for faking, for hypocrisy, for fabrication, and this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to remember him when we are fighting our enemy. The second sign for having a clear heart is to turn constantly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who has a clear heart, a sound heart, is a person who all the time feels the need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a person who connects his heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and feels that there is no true life, there is no true happiness, there is no true success, but with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the feel of his closeness. Then the person's feeling, the only feeling of tranquility becomes or takes place when he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his only relaxation and security is when he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his true happiness when he is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result for this, the person places trust in Allah, he hopes for the mercy of Allah, he fears from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turning and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly becomes a necessity, like his food and his drink. This type of a person, when he turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels the pain, which would not be cured except by turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels the pleasure and the security and the tranquility, and all the worries, the depression, the stresses of the life of this world will be removed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe, they find their relaxation in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly in remembering of Allah, the hearts of the believers find their relaxation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also, الذين آمنوا ولن يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. Those who believe and do not mix their belief with any act of injustice, that is any act of shirk, أولئك لهم الأمن. Those, it is they who shall be secure, and they who are rightly guided. Now compare between this type of people and the kuffar, the mushrikeen, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the condition of their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Whenever Allah alone is mentioned, the hearts of those who do not believe in the hereafter become filled with a bitter feeling of disgust. This is the condition of their heart. And whenever their false gods are mentioned, they rejoice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا بِاللَّهِ. We are going to cast terror, fear, dread in the heart of those who do not believe in return of their shirk, in return of their diverting the worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in return for their ascribing divine qualities to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this is the condition of the hearts of the believers, this shows how should be the condition of the hearts of the believers. It is a heart which is clear of terror, of fear. It is a heart that is filled with security, filled with tranquility, filled with relaxation. People nowadays seek peace of mind and they don't find it. Some of them, they are ready to pay millions of dollars to find it, but they don't find it. And they don't find it because of a simple reason, that it lies in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third sign of having a clear heart is to strive very hard when serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Him without having the heart getting bored. You strive, you exert a lot of effort, yet the heart is not bored. It is not a sleeping heart. Are we sleeping, inshallah, after this dinner, after lunch that we got? Are we sleeping or awake? Are the brothers awake or sleeping? Okay? If you are sleepy, I become sleepy. Okay? So, please wake up. And whoever see his brother or his neighbor asleep, just wake him up, inshallah. So, it is to try very hard when serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray long time during the night till his feet are swollen. And when somebody mentions something about it, he would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is a sign of a person who has the most love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He strives a lot. He exerts every possible effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahya ibn Mu'az said that if you are pleased when worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased when they serve you. And he said that if you are happy when you are serving and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody will be happy when they see you. The best condition of the heart when it is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant loves to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes one of his necessity, like the air that he breathes. It's been said, وَكُنْ لِرَبِّكَ ذَا حُبٍّ لِتَخْدِمَهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبِّينَ لِلْأَحْبَابِ خُدَّامُ. Have love for your Lord, and it becomes easy upon you to serve him, because those who have the lovers are obedient to their beloved one. The lovers are obedient to their beloved one. The fourth sign of having a clear heart is to feel eager at the time, all the time, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who has a clear heart, he is a person who is eager all the time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has more eagerness to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than, he is more eager to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the eagerness of the person who is hungry and thirsty for the drink and the food. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned and described a person who will be one of the people who will be protected under the shelter of the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when there is no shade but that shade. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A person whose heart is attached to the masajid. Why to the masajid? Because they are the places of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is all the time, his heart is all the time connected with the masjid, attached with the masjid, even when he is out of the masjid. And this is a sign which shows a deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the person does not have this feeling except when he tastes the delight and the pleasure of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which leads us to the fifth sign, and that is to forget all about the worries and the stresses and the pressure of the life of this world when we are engaged in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. My happiness, my pleasure is in praying. Now if you don't feel the happiness, if you don't feel the happiness and taste the delight when you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should put big question marks about your iman. You have to work very hard to improve your iman, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shakur. Allah is shakur, which means that he rewards the person. He rewards the person. He immediately rewards the person. And whenever a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his immediate reward will come in a form of the pleasure and the delight that you find when you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is other than the promised reward in the hereafter. So if you don't find this, that means there is something wrong about this ibadah. Either you have to correct your intention, or you have to know the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in performing that specific ibadah. So the person, when engaged in worshipping Allah and serving Allah, he should feel this happiness and this pleasure. And listen to this beautiful story, which is related by Abu Dawood rahimahullah, عن جابر رضي الله عنه. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated that one time we were coming back from a battle against the mushrikeen, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided that we should rest in one place, spend the night in one place. And he asked for volunteers, who among you are ready to guard us? He said, who among the Sahaba, and told them, who is ready to guard us this night? And one of the Muhajirin, one of the Ansar, volunteered to guard the Muslims during that night. These two Sahaba decided that one of them will rest and the other one will remain awake, and they will switch after a while. The Sahabi who is from the Ansar, who remained awake, took the advantage of the time and has prayed Qiyamul Layl. It is a beautiful time, the time of the night, to just have this private conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he starts the prayer. One of the mushrikeen was facing the army of the Muslims, and he found that Sahabi standing and very good, clear target. And he shot him with an arrow. The Sahabi extracted the arrow and continued praying. He shot him with a second arrow. He took it out, he extracted out, and continued praying, and his blood started pouring out of him. And the third time, he took it out. At that time, his companion, the other guard, woke up and told him, "Subhanallah, how come you did not woke me up when you are first shot at?" That Sahabi said, "I was reciting one of the surah of the Quran, and I hated to cut it off without reaching to its end." So this Sahabi, this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he forgot himself. The pleasure and the delight of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overpowered him, and he forgot his injuries. Now compare this condition to our condition. When we and the first thing we wait after Allahu Akbar, when we start the prayer, we wait for Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum. This is just, we need to reach Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So there is a great difference between that person and the person who are really eager to finish and to end the prayer. That heart is different than this heart. And the first heart is a sign of having a clear heart. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah used to say, "What could my enemy do to me? How can they harm me? My paradise is in my heart. Wherever I am, it goes with me. So they cannot, no power on this earth can extract this paradise that you have in your heart." And some scholars say that in this life there is a paradise. If you don't enter it, you will not enter the other paradise. Meaning, if you do not feel the delight, the pleasure of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means your ibadah is wrong, and it means that it is invalid, and it's doubtful that you are going to experience or enter Jannah in the life to come. The sixth sign of having a clear heart is to be stingy. Stingy. With respect to our time, not with respect to our money, with respect to our mind. It is to hate waste a moment of our time without worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be more stingy than the person who is stingy with respect to his wealth, and before spending a penny he calculates for 2-3 hours. Okay? So the person is stingy. Why? Because every moment is a treasure. If you lose this treasure, you cannot compensate for that treasure. Every moment, are we hearing, brothers? Every moment of our life is a treasure. If you lose this moment, finish. You cannot have that moment back in your life. You lost it. And the time is our capital. If we are careless about it, we are going to become losers on the day of resurrection. We can fill this time with a lot of acts of worship, a lot of acts of righteousness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, will have a plant, will have a palm tree in paradise for it. Just to say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, one palm is of course, and don't, when we talk about palm tree, okay, don't look at the palm tree of this life. It is totally different. This is something amazing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولكن ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. Whenever you recite one letter from the book of Allah, you get 10 rolls for it, and Allah multiply to 700 and more for whomever he wants. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I don't say ألف لام ميم حرف, one letter. Rather, you get 10 rewards for Alif, 10 rewards for Lam, 10 rewards for Me. These are types of acts that we, with which we can fill our time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever prays 12 rak'ah in one day voluntarily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will build for him a place or a house in paradise. Now we have to stop a little bit and question ourselves, account ourselves, how much time did we waste in our life? How many righteous deeds we lost in our life? How many gatherings and meetings we attend without benefiting from them? Without remembering the name of Allah, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against these kind of meetings, which tend to be meetings and gatherings of backbiting, slandering, degrading Muslims, having bad thoughts about Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qa'ada maq'adan lam yadhkur Allah fi kana 'alayhi min Allah sirah." يعني نقص وتبع وحسرة. Whoever sits and stay in a place without mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regret it on the day of judgment. Will any place, just this shows that the true believer constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again, when we are sitting here, we are talking about some of the teaching of the Quran and Sunnah, we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. This is a form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he also said, من قا... ما من قوم يقومون من مجلس لا يذكرون اسم الله على... لا يذكرون الله فيه إلا قاموا على مثل جيفة حمار وكان عليهم حسر. Whenever people gather in a meeting or in a place where they do not remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will depart and the meeting is smelling. It is, the smell of that meeting is more foul than the smell of a carcass of a donkey, and they will regret that meeting, that gathering on the day of resurrection. So what type of gathering do we have? We have to be careful and monitor these things. The seventh sign of having a clear heart is to be concerned about perfecting our deeds. To focus more about correcting our deeds than accumulating many deeds, because all what counts is the acceptance from Allah. Assume that you have as many good deeds as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the most righteous, the most fearing of Allah of all. But Allah does not accept these deeds. What is the use of these deeds? So the person who has a clear heart is a person who is intelligent and care more, focus more about how to perfect his deed and guard his good deed from anything that may invalidate that deed. There are certain things that you perform, or you do, you commit, and they invalidate your deed, such as lack of sincerity in your deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ خَالِصًا وَابْتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal does not accept any deed except that which is done for His pleasure only. Another example is when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way other than that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever innovates a matter in the religion will have it rejected. Whoever introduced a newly matter in this religion will have it rejected, which means not accepted. This is one more thing that we do, we commit, and it invalidates our deed. The third example is when the person forgets and refer the credit of the good deed to himself, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the things that would invalidate our deed. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His favor upon you, none of you would have been pure. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah caused whomever He wants to grow in purity. And the dua of the people of the Jannah, Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. Had it not been for the guidance of Allah, we would have not been guided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وما بينكم من نعمة فمن الله. Whatever bounty you enjoy, whatever bounty comes to you, comes only from Allah. And the greatest bounty is when you are worshipping Allah, the bounty of having righteous deeds, performing righteous deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لن يدخل الجنة أحدكم بعمله. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. قال ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمة منه. None of you will enter paradise by the virtue of his word. They said, not even you, O Prophet of Allah. He said, not even me, except if Allah bestows His mercy upon me. So when we do righteous deeds, when we commit sin, we have to take the responsibility for it. But when we do righteous deeds, we have to refer the credit to Allah alone, because had it not been for the ability and the help of Allah, we would not have been able to accomplish that good deed. Among the things also which invalidate our deed is to show that you are doing favor to Islam by being a Muslim, or committing yourself, or coming to the masjid, or praying in congregation. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْأَيْمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِحِينَ. Some of the people think that they are doing favor to you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they became Muslims. So tell them, do not think that you are doing to me favor when you are Muslims. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who overwhelmed you by His favor when He guided you to this religion. So you should not come with the mentality or with the feeling that I'm doing favor for this masjid, I'm coming to this masjid, I'm joining this congregation, I'm doing favor. Or, and don't have this attitude, because it is one of the things that would invalidate your deed. Another thing that would invalidate the deed, and the person should guard and be careful about his deed, he does not want to lose. He has so limited deed. He has so limited time to spend in this life, and so limited deed. So whatever he has already done, he wants to protect. And this is why he avoids any deed, any quality which invalidates his deed.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل: لو لم تذنبوا لخفت عليكم ما هو أكبر من ذلك، العجب. Had it not been in your nature to sin, I would have feared something greater than sinning upon you, and that is self-admiration. From paradise, except this kind of feeling. Also, kibr, arrogance. You have arrogance. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pride. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ كِبْرٍ. Whoever has in his heart an atom weight of arrogance or pride will not enter paradise. So, the intelligent person is not a person who is just collecting garbage and everything. No, if you have, you see, like 100 tons of garbage, this is not, it's nothing. You have to care about the quality of your deed and perfect your deed, and being concerned about this is a sign of having a clear and a sound heart. The eighth sign of having a clear heart is when you feel very sad when you miss one of the acts of obedience. You feel very sad. You feel, you regret that because you know that you lost. And you know that whatever you lost is, it cannot be compensated, because it is something that relates to the hereafter. And that the loss of this life is incomparable with the loss of the life of the hereafter. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَعْضُ. Whatever you have is going to vanish. Whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall stay forever, forever. So when you lose something which may put you in a higher position in the hereafter, it is a great loss. See the beautiful position of the Sahaba who were not able to go with the Prophet of Allah to jihad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. There is no blame. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this ayah after many ayat in which he was reprimanding the munafiqeen and condemning them. Then he said there is no blame on those who, when they came to you to ask you to provide mounts for them to go for jihad fi sabilillah, to fight in the way of Allah, you told them, I cannot provide mounts for you. They turned back while their eyes overflowing with tears because they do not have any penny to spend or money, enough money to spend to go for jihad fi sabilillah. This shows the truthfulness, the clarity of the heart, the sound of the heart which is filled with the love and eagerness to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when it comes to very virtuous deeds like jihad fi sabilillah. The ninth sign of having a clear heart is when the person has his main concern, when the person's main concern is the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ هَمَّهُ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَهُ وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْدُّنْيَا هَمَّهُ فَرَّقَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَهُ وَجَعَلَ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَأْتِهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the main concern of the person is the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall straighten his affairs, all his affairs, and shall fill his heart with richness. You know what is the definition of the rich person in Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. Being rich is not to have a lot of position. It is to have a rich heart. Because we have seen a lot of people who have a lot of position, but they feel that they need more. They want more. Their heart is filled with poverty and the feeling that they need more. While the person who is content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Hence he feels that he is overwhelmed by the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَأَتَدْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. And Allah shall make the life of this world subservient to him. This is an authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While on the other hand, if the person's main concern is the life of this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall mess up his affairs and shall make his poverty in front of his eyes. He is always feeling poor, even if he has millions of dollars. He feels poor if he has Mercedes, he wants BMW, and have bought and have followed here, and have he has to work very hard to reach those who are still higher than him. And if he has $100 million, he feels the need of having $200 million, and his struggle will never end, and nothing will fill him except the dust of the grave. And the third thing, he will not get from this life except that which is already prescribed for him. So this is the ninth sign. The tenth sign is to feel entertained when you are alone worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to feel lonely when you are with a lot of people who are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel entertained when you are alone. You don't feel lonely when you are alone. You feel entertained with the pleasure of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with also the company of somebody who is guiding you to Allah or reminding you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Isn't Allah enough for his servant? Allah is enough. He can satisfy us. He can fill the need of our heart. There is nothing in the world which can fill the need of the heart except the iman in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart has a need. The heart has a great need. And nothing can fill that need except the iman in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, one of the signs is to feel entertained when you are alone, even when you are alone worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to feel lonely even if you are in the midst of people, just because they are not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final sign that I am going to mention today is to love the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no love should be above the love of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to have a great effect from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to benefit the most from the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the position of the believers when they receive the words of Allah. They love it very much. No love exceeds their love to the words of Allah. Plus they benefit from it. They benefit from it, and it affects them greatly. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about how the true believer receive the guidance or the book or the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed down the most beautiful speech. That is the book of Allah. It is the most eloquent speech. Kitaban mutashabiha, a book which is consistent within itself, no contradictions, no discrepancies in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mathaniya, repeating the admonitions, the stories, the rules in different forms and way which benefit the person. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. At the recitation of which the skins of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shiver. Shiver. Their skin shiver when they hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the person who receives a clear heart, a sound heart, receives the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. It is he who fear Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who remembers from the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب. In this, in the Quran, in this indeed there is a reminder for the one who has a heart. What kind of heart? A living heart. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا. The only statement or saying of the believers when they are called to Allah to arbitrate between them is to say سمعنا وأطعنا, we hear and we obey. This is the great effect that the Quran has upon the believer. Now quickly, I don't think I have much time. We have يعني, to understand that the good we cannot straighten the affairs of our heart and have a clear heart except if we fill our heart with the love of Allah and the iman in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the heavens and the earth that had there been any God beside Allah in these, in the heavens and the earth, they would have been ruined. And again, if you have any one other than Allah, the thought of Allah, the love of Allah in your heart, then your heart will be ruined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the eye to see, created the ear to hear, and created the tongue to talk, and created the heart to be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, if the person do that, he fills his heart, it is like a container, filled it with the iman and the love of Allah, then it is a happy life, it is a good life in this dunya and in the akhirah, in both this life and the life to come. And if he does not do that and he turn away from the remembrance of Allah, then it is misery. Life of misery, life of depression, life of stress, life of problems, life of worries, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Whoever turn away from my remembrance will have a miserable life. Will have a miserable life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّرْهَمِ تَعِسَ عَبْدُ الدِّينَارِ تعس عبد الدرهم تعس عبد الخميصة تعس عبد القطيفة تعس وانتكس وإذا شيك فلن تخش. Misery for the servant of the dinar. We translate it in American language by saying misery for the servant of the dollar. Misery for the servant of the cent. Misery for the servant of the garment whose main concern is the cloth that he wears and the fashion that he follows. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam condemned this person and thought that a person may be captive to the life of this world, meaning the worldly aspect enslaves his heart and it turns away from submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to submission to the life of this world. I would like to summarize, and this is very important, by saying that every act of worship, every righteous deed that we perform is a means to resurrect our heart, to resurrect our heart, to strengthen the life of our heart. The more acts of deed we do, the more living our heart is. Now, when you see the person performing and indulging in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are signs in the different acts of worship. These are signs of having a good heart, of a sound heart. On the other hand, every act of disobedience is a means to kill this heart. It is a means to kill this heart. And the more you commit acts of disobedience, till the heart becomes totally dead. And at that time, the person will not benefit from anything. And listen to this, because this is, inshallah, a hadith which show us how to deal.